You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. They are called cool red giants, the most distant stars in our galaxy. They are so far away, it just boggles the mind. You need 18 zeros behind the number of miles they are away from the Earth. But John Bochansky, a professor of physics at Rider University near Trenton, New Jersey, found them anyway. And he's joining us now to talk about his process. John, thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
Thank you.
So I read in your research that the closest star to Earth is about 3 light years away, and the further one of the 2 stars your team found is 900,000 light years away. But can you put it in terms that we can understand?
Yeah. So really, really, really far. Another way that I like to talk about it is that when the light from that star left the star on its way to our telescopes here on Earth, the people on Earth were just really figuring out how to light fire for the first time. So it was 900,000 years ago. It's a bit mind-boggling.
And why are these most distant stars called cool red giants?
Those are the last stages for the evolution of a star like our sun. Our sun's going to turn into a red giant in about 5 billion years or so. And what happens as a star ages, it cools, and so that's why they appear red when we look at them through a telescope. But they also expand, and as the outer layers expand, the star emits a lot more light than a star like our sun. So anywhere from about 10,000 to a million times more photons are being produced every second. And so these things can be seen at tremendously large distances.
And how did we know they were there?
Well, we didn't. We knew that we had data that was accessible to us that if they were there, they would show up in this database. And so astronomy is really now in an era of large surveys. If somebody tried to do this project 30 years ago, it would have taken a lot of time at the telescope, a lot of nights, lonely nights sitting up on the telescope. Now, I can go to the internet and download information on tens of millions of stars. So that's exactly what we did.
So you can take data from what the telescope has seen, but you didn't have to be there to see it.
Exactly. Yeah. So there were 2 large surveys that have looked at, combined, they've looked at about a tenth of the sky where they overlap, because that gave us the most information. We were able to use that information to sort through and find the most distant stars in that catalog.
So what exactly did you find?
So we started off with about 6 million candidates.
That were far away, but you wanted them to be the furthest away, or what?
Yeah, so the 6 million had the right colors. They were red. And depending on the filter combination, we have a lot of different filters that we use to look at these stars. So we take light in blue light, red light, green light, in the infrared. We combine all that information, and we went from about 6 million down to about 1,600. Then it was time to go to the telescope. And by taking very detailed observations, we obtained spectra. And so essentially what we're doing is pointing the telescope at the star, spreading the light out in order to identify that the star really was a bona fide distant red giant.
And then what?
And then we celebrate. So we went and observed, this was last November actually, but the campaign has been ongoing. Myself and another astronomer from Boston, we went to the Mount Hopkins Observatory out near Tucson, Arizona. And we had about 20 stars that were our best candidates. And over the course of 3 nights, we obtained these detailed observations. And we were able to identify a few of these really distant red giants.
So these findings are cool and awesome. Yeah. But what can we do with this information? What will come of this?
Right. So the main, scientific application for the discovery of these stars is that the models that do the best job of predicting the formation and the evolution of our galaxy don't really predict large numbers of stars at these distances. And so right now, we only have a few that we know of that are really, really far out there. And so what myself and my team are going to continue to do is search for these things and try and put a handle on the statistics behind them. So if we continue to find more at these large distances, then we know that the models should really be revised and revisited.
Now, with the stars you discovered or helped discover, mm-hmm. do you get to name them?
Unfortunately not. They have very boring names. The names of these two stars we shortened to ULAS J0015 and 0744. ULAS, ULAS, stands for the survey that initially took the data. And then the numbers just correspond to the latitude and longitude on the sky.
What would you have named them, or one of them anyway?
That's a good question. I think since my wife is here, maybe Alien Star for the most distant one.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
John Bochansky is a professor of physics at Rider University.